In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, who manifest your almighty power, of all by pardoning and showing mercy, bestow, we pray, your grace abundantly upon us, and make those hastening to attain your promises heirs to the treasures of heaven. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. The announcements for this weekend. On Tuesday, September 29th, we will honor our patron, St. Michael, during Michael Mass at 6 p.m. After Mass, all those who attend will be given a tour of the interior of the church building. The raffle winner will also be drawn. This is the final week to purchase raffle tickets for Michael Mass raffle. Tickets are available after Mass today at the cafeteria window. Tickets are $50. We are no longer able to distribute kneeling pads for Mass due to COVID and do not expect to use them in the future. You're welcome to take a kneeling pad home and bring it with you to Mass each week. Kneeling pads are available at the door. A new prayer group titled Apostles of the Returning King will begin on Thursday, October 1st in the parish office meeting room from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. All are welcome. More details are on our parish website or in the weekly email. New hiking trails have been cut around the newly acquired 5-acre parcel of our campus. The trail will be smoothed out in future weeks, but are ready to be hiked on now. Hiking these trails, in addition to the perimeter of the proper property, will yield 1 mile. A digital worship aid for today's Mass is available on our parish app or on the front page of our website. And now let us turn to our Lord and bring our prayers before him. We pray for our national and world leaders that they may be given wisdom during this time to help the world and all her citizens. We pray to the Lord. We pray for our church leaders that God will grant them the courage and wisdom to minister to their separated flocks. We pray to the Lord. We pray for emergency workers and first responders. Protect them as they work to protect us. We pray to the Lord. We pray for doctors, nurses, and all in the medical fields that God will guide and protect them as they try to heal those who are ill. We pray to the Lord. We pray for those who are alone, isolated, or in a dark place spiritually and emotionally, that they may feel God's presence and love. We pray to the Lord. We pray for families that this time may be a source of joy and a wellspring of love. We pray to the Lord. We pray for students that they can continue to learn during these times. We pray to the Lord. And for all who are sick and suffering, especially Marge Long, Pat Samlin, and Carlies Solier, we pray to the Lord. And for all who have died recently, especially Mary Ann Burton, wife of Harold Burton, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. And now let us pray as our Lord Jesus Christ has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And now let us make our spiritual act of communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most blessed sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Heavenly Father, we praise and thank you for your constant blessings you bestowed upon our parish. Be with us during this time of renovation, for without you we labor in vain. We ask for more than changes to our physical buildings. Pour out your graces to spiritually renew us as well. May our love for you grow deeper and our faith be strengthened. Give us compassionate hearts to serve others and a strong desire to do your will. May St. Michael's always be our spiritual home, where we are nourished by your word and sacraments, so that we may go forth and bring the light of Christ to others. We ask this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And to thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. And the Lord be with you and with your spirit. May Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Go in peace. Thanks be to God.